For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 136 more confirmed cases of coronavirus yesterday, bringing the state's total number of reported cases to 4,160. The department also reported another death from the virus yesterday. There have been 110 coronavirus-related deaths in the state. Amidst the coronavirus pandemic, places of worship had to find new ways to celebrate Easter Sunday yesterday to keep its congregants safe. One pastor at a St. Louis area church printed out photos of his congregation and placed them on church pews. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has signed a supplemental budget bill that will grant access to more spending on resources to fight COVID-19. Seth Bodine has more.
The supplemental House bill will grant access to $6 billion in funding to help combat COVID-19 in Missouri. Some funding comes from the CARES Act that Congress and President Donald Trump passed to provide states with financial assistance. The rest represents how the state would spend money if the federal government provides additional help. Parson says he plans to buy more personal protective equipment and help fund medical locations outside of traditional hospitals and staffing. It'll also go to local government, he says.
COVID-19 has had an overwhelming impact on our economy, and many local governments, healthcare providers, education institutions, businesses, and other groups will rely on this funding.
Parson is creating a working group to advise how to best spend the money. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick will oversee the group. Sandy Carson, the director of Missouri Department of Public Safety, says 96,000 surgical masks and 41,000 face shields have been delivered this week. She expects thousands more to arrive soon. I'm Seth Bodine.
The Missouri Department of Labor has announced some people who applied for unemployment will receive their $600 federal pandemic unemployment payment this week. The payment is a part of the CARES Act. According to the Columbia Missourian, more than 200,000 Missourians have filed for unemployment since mid-March. Missouri Secretary of State is asking dozens of his employees who have offices to return to work today. As Jacqueline Driscoll reports, this is 1 week after Governor Mike Parson issued a statewide stay-at-home order.
The order shuts down state buildings to the public, but allows exemptions for essential employees. According to Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, about 40 people, all of whom have individual offices with doors, are being asked to return to work. While they work, they should keep those doors shut. Ashcroft says about 20 people have already been working in the office. He'll continue to encourage social distancing and good hygiene.
I am going to be wearing a mask next week. We're not requiring people to wear a mask, especially when they're in their office, but we are suggesting that they do.
The office will not be providing masks. In an email sent to staff, it suggests employees use the handicap entrance to enter the building and push the button with their elbow. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
And I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.